The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day.
Global market regulators have thrown their weight behind plans for a new international standards body for company disclosures on climate risks and sustainability, saying it would cut the scope for so-called greenwashing. The current patchwork of voluntary public and private initiatives for disclosures have at times given misleading and inconsistent information to investors, says Ashley Alder, chair of the International Organization for Securities Commission. Reports Reuters.
The economic damage wrought by the coronavirus will probably lead more African nations to seek debt restructuring, the head of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa said. Chad last month became the first state in Africa to request relief under a Group of 20 initiative to help countries cope with economic fallout from the pandemic. Ethiopia applied 2 days later, followed by Zambia, which last year became the first African country to default on its debt since the onset of the pandemic, reports Bloomberg. With government revenue taking strain because of the slowdown in economic growth, some countries are less equipped to meet the demands of their citizens, UNECA Executive Secretary Vera Songwe said in an interview. Angola and the Republic of Congo are particularly vulnerable to distress because they have high debt levels, severe economic recessions, and borrowed significant amounts from China using resource-backed loans. Germany mapped out a path to reviving Europe's largest economy, with children returning to school as soon as this month and shops allowed to resume sales from March if the country's contagion rate continues to fall. Chancellor Angela Merkel is set to defend the plan, which includes an extension of most lockdown measures until March 7th, in a speech to Parliament on Thursday morning. Under the new guidelines hammered out over 5 hours of intense talks with regional leaders on Wednesday evening, schools and daycare centres can restart in the coming days, and hairdressers will be allowed to open from March 1st. The decision on schools marked a win for state leaders over Merkel, who sought a more cautious approach because of the risk posed by fast-spreading strains. The German leader had her way in pushing through a longer extension of most lockdown measures. Indian impact enterprises, which have a positive effect on society, received $2.6 billion in equity investments from a dedicated investor in 2020, down 25% as compared to the previous year, a report said on Thursday. The India Impact Investors Council, which came out with the data, said deal activity continued despite the global health pandemic and its accompanying effects on the business and economic environment. The impact investors continue to pledge their support to solve critical social and environmental challenges through investments in scalable, tech-based, innovative social enterprises. The education sector proved to be a winner in 2020 with $660 million invested across 47 deals. It said that the investment volumes were up 65% and the transactions were up by 20%. Online test prep and K-10 segments led the way with the highest investor interest. The economies of at least 19 countries dependent on oil and gas exports are at risk from climate change targets that could cost them trillions of dollars in lost revenue by 2040, according to a study published on Thursday, reports Bloomberg. The results are a wake-up call for the fossil fuel-dependent nations to diversify their economies and for richer countries to help those with weak finances make the transition to cleaner energy, according to the report by Carbon Tracker. The financial think tank calculated the impact of the transition from fossil fuels to low-carbon energy sources on 40 countries that rely most on oil and gas revenues. Saudi Arabia and some other Gulf oil and gas exporters are taking steps to reduce dependence on oil revenues and would be further cushioned by low extraction costs and large sovereign wealth funds, the study said. A steady decline in the levels of ozone-harming CFC chemicals in the atmosphere has resumed, scientists say. This follows a recent dangerous pause in that downward trajectory, which could have slowed the healing of Earth's protective ozone layer. Atmospheric measurements published in 2018 pointed to illegal CFC production that was occurring in eastern China. Stopping that production appears to have set the ozone layer's healing process back on track. The ozone layer is a thin part of the Earth's atmosphere that absorbs most of the ultraviolet radiation from the sun. When it is depleted, most of this UV radiation can reach the surface, causing potential harm to humans and other living things. Ultraviolet rays can damage DNA and cause sunburn, increasing the long-term risk of problems such as skin cancer, reports BBC. CFCs stand for chlorofluorocarbons. This family of chemicals has seen widespread use in refrigeration and as propellants in aerosol cans. You're listening to Mint Light Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.